Previously on Half Party.
Last time on Half Party song.
Half Party! Yeah. Get caught up in the Half Party!
We are Merrick the Wild Stallions.
What?
It's okay. Just an obscure reference. Go on.
Okay.
Spicing it up.
Merrick and Solo. Is this a quick one? You want a quick one or like a medium one? I don't.
Let's do a quick
like
point
that we
five,
don't even talk about this.
There's a lot.
We
there's a lot of detail.
We just
into this.
We ask for direction live.
Yeah, well, we have to because you know
we could ask before we start.
Well, it is live.
So
we do this
last
live
time,
every time somebody starts the podcast. We have to start over again.
Oh yeah, we get a text right,
it's very
and then we have to like
guys,
like oh guys, it's starting.
American Solo.
One day we're gonna live stream.
Someday. What did American Solo do?
Well, you had disadvantaged the whole
episode. Oh, yeah!
Because you had a pulled groin.
American Solo.
Hammy.
Solo had exhaustion. One point of exhaustion the entire time. And our lovely dungeon master decided to do ability checks the entire time. Just all throughout. Just
because I love you.
Because he loves me.
Yep.
American Solo, go on a adventure, if you will, through the inner sanctum of Under the Seats. Is that right?
Under the Seats.
Yeah. We broke into Harold's.
Under
is his name
the
Harold?
Seats.
Harold
sure.
Hargraves.
Yeah, we broke into Harold Hargraves' place with the help of our half-orc friend,
Tootsie.
Tootsie Pop.
Pop.
Tootsie Pop, because he's a warrior now. Nope. Why are you shaking your head?
Tootsie
no.
Roll. It hasn't
let
happened yet.
It did happen.
Oh, let Tootsie roll.
He hasn't popped anybody.
I don't.
He
okay.
Did. He
so,
caught Harold's body. Like, he just snatched him right out of the air.
He popped him. He popped Harold straight into the safe. After. Okay, here's so. Let me lay out what happened.
And
American
I want
to
be clear.
Solo, fucking Charlie Bronson, you know, roped themselves into the fucking Harold yurt while Harold was sleeping. And there was a trap. Solo saw it because he's fucking clever. And he fucking
just
leapt.
We're just running right by quick, right by past medium, and just going with long form.
Well, I mean, I didn't go super long. Okay, knocked him out, put him in the safe.
Form?
That's where we're at.
We used Stunning Strike, which was exciting. It's a fifth level ability for all you guys out there who are really concerned about abilities like me.
And that's what happened.
Everybody, welcome to Half Party. I'm Bjorn Falk, your DM. With me, as always, I have Daniel Diegnov.
Because who else would be here?
And Justin Smith.
Thank you, thank you. We have a really exciting show for you tonight. Thank you.
And welcome back. Last we left off, our intrepid adventurers were inside the office slash bedroom of Harold Hargraves.
It's not a yurt.
Yes. Not a yurt.
Okay.
And they had stored him in a safe, although mercifully cracked the door open.
Safe place for a safe man.
Yep. And Solo, who had a little bit of a boo-boo.
It was a pulled groin.
Was catching some R&R while Merrick was sitting at the makeup mirror, putting his face on.
I gotta put my face on. All right.
Yeah.
It's time.
So right off the bat, to move this story forward, I would like to have our good friend Merrick. I need to part the kimono this episode. What do you do for a cosmetics check?
I believe it's got to be a performance.
Right? It's a little bit of performance.
I believe it's got to be a performance.
Performers
I mean,
we put makeup on
for everyone else, right? We don't put makeup on for us. We can't see it.
Good
we
point.
Put it on for everyone else. We're performing for them.
Oh, I guess that's a good question.
All right.
Is there a mirror in this room?
There is. There's a big mirror
yeah,
with like
candles,
little tea
like,
candles
around it,
just like the makeup it's, mirrors.
Seems like a huge fire hazard.
I described it in detail.
Is anyone else sweating?
Sweating?
No, no one else is sweating.
No, because I don't have to do rolls on performance or makeup.
Give me a performance makeup check.
I just did.
And
just
what
rolled,
was it?
I rolled that dice. If makeup is really a performance check, that's a modified 20.
So with a excellent, yeah, you are there, and you actually see a small scrapbook full of inspiration images that he's got, little drawings of different makeup styles, and they're quite varied. So you have a little bit of leeway here. It seems that Harold likes to go a little over the top with his makeup. Is there any particular design you would want to put on your face for this? It seems like you pretty much have whatever
you like
want.
I would like some big hair. Like, I want to tease it up.
Tease it right? up? Like, are we talking like we're
19
going 80s big
hair? Farrah Fawcett, big, oh, yeah. big tease up. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
Yep.
And I want some nice cat eyes. I want to put that cat eye makeup with a little bit of smoky eye under rouge.
Smoky, yes.
Very nice. That's going to be right. lovely. I think that's going to look pretty super awesome.
Well, remember your highlights, though, because remember, there's a lot of lights. There's a lot of lights shining down on you.
Yes.
So you
got to
remember.
That's fine.
You know, you can't lose yourself.
Oh, you're asleep.
No, I'm having a dream, actually, right now, like muttering in my sleep. It just so happens to line up with what Merrick's doing at this time, but it has nothing to do with that.
I'm going to rouge up the sheet. I'm going to rouge up the cheeks. I'm going to rouge them up. The rouge. The cat eye smoky eye is really going to work with the big hair. Really
and it takes a little while. Like, you do a couple, like, you do it on, and then you're like, no. You do it again, you rub it all off, and you do it again, and you clean it up again. And it takes a while.
Okay.
After several hours of trying things on, you go through his closet there and find a couple different outfits, and you do a montage.
A little clothing montage. Like,
it's
not unusual to be loved by anyone.
I'm going to roll over like that might have woke me up, but it didn't.
Right. You get a glimpse of it, and you're like, oh,
it's
just a dream.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
I'm dreaming.
So, Mr. Merrick.
I'm going to go with the bright red coat jacket.
Very nice. It does have a nice sequins on it. It pops.
Oh, it pops. I need... I feel like I need white gloves because these are spirit fingers and these are gold.
Right.
Gold gloves?
White gloves.
Or white gloves?
No, white gloves.
White gloves.
But they're gold.
They're as valuable as gold.
Okay.
They're as valuable
as
gold.
I'm asleep, you know. I'm just trying to get...
It's okay. I care about you, viewers, and I want to make sure you are getting a full picture here. I definitely also think it's black tuxedo pants with fire engine red stripes and... I'm gonna break the 6 foot mark with these. I'm gonna dip into his platforms.
You're doing good. Okay, you've got these nice.
And Dorothy wants to go home. They have ruby red slippers.
They're real flashy. They're a little small on you.
But
you dig down into the toes and you realize that he was padding the toes a little bit, so you pull that out and they actually fit quite nicely.
Yeah, and I get that lift. I'm right at 6'3"
There you go.
It's been my dream.
And now a couple hours have passed, and while you were doing your dress-up montage, you saw Tootsie.
Pop him once.
He paused for a moment. He noticed a sound from inside the safe, cracked open the door a little further, and punched his hand in and closed the door again.
But not all the way?
And I turned over and I'm like,
close it.
Good job,
no, it's not
Tootsie. That's well done. Just keep it cracked. Gotta keep it cracked for air.
I'm trying.
You're doing a wonderful job. Do I look okay? I feel like he's been the silent Tootsie in the corner, like listening with one ear. He's got his arms crossed, maybe looking at a magazine as I'm like coming out with different outfits.
Well, he idolizes you, and he's been very close attention the entire time. No magazine, nothing like that. He is
wrapped,
watching closely. He wants to learn and absorb as much of you as he can.
I made this
learn
look
what it's
good.
Like. Exactly. After a few hours, Solo, you wake back up. You feel refreshed. You no longer have exhaustion. It's not a full rest, but we're not going to worry about that because it wasn't really a full point of exhaustion. It was more of a fun storytelling.
Strained
exhaustion.
Groin.
What?
Strained groin.
I know.
What?
And you hear, Ah, I just missed the desk and like skinned my knuckle.
That's what I hear. I jump up then.
Okay, you jump up.
Yeah, because you wait, and I'm like, Manic, did you hear somebody hit the desk?
No, at the door. No, it's a door knock.
Oh, I thought you said I hit the desk.
I personally hit the desk, and I hurt my knuckle.
Huh.
I have the podcasting injury.
Okay.
I wonder if I can get workers' comp for this.
Interesting. So I must have been still like dreaming a bit when I woke up. Then
it's right about when you came out. And you're like, "This."
Yeah.
What?
I thought somebody hit the desk, but it was actually the door. Okay.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's time for the show.
Of course it's time for the show, you dolt. I knew that. I'm coming right out.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Do you not know who I am? Are you seriously doing this right? Can you get out of the way? I need to get on stage.
And the door, like, creaks open, and you see eyes just peeking through the slit, and you hear a whispered voice. Say, hey, it's me, Franklin.
Hi, Franklin, it's me, Merrick. I was just doing a different voice.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't able to help you out earlier, but I got you here.
Everything's great, and I have a present for you. And I pass him one of the six sacks. Well, I'm now down to four now because Tootsie has one, and now he has one.
Actually, I pass him two, so he can take one. To turn back to my notes.
If he could turn back notes,
George. Give it to George too. George gets one. You get one. You guys did a great job. This is gonna go great.
Thank you so much. All you have to do, are you going to be him?
Does he ever have anyone, like, help him? I feel like I definitely can't be him, but I am his new lieutenant. Does that ever happen?
I mean, yeah, it happens. It's a highly sought-after job, and it's pretty cutthroat when they try and get people in there. So you could just be the new guy.
Yeah, I think.
But you're going to have to pump it up. You'll have to be better than he was. And he was pretty dang good.
Well, he's a cheater. That's what he is.
Well,
you know, frankly, he's a cheater. But I'm gonna do what I can. Give me, you know what? I know I've already got my name, my stage name. Are you ready for it?
No. I think we should hold on to it till the proper moment.
All right,
Merrick, what's your stage name?
Oh, hey, Solo.
Oh, hey, Francis, Francie.
No, Franklin.
Franklin.
That's the one.
I just woke up, Franklin. I'm a little bit still under the weather.
I feel like you're like that a lot.
I am.
I don't think he's done much in the last couple of weeks of the podcast, really.
Well, it's time to head out and start the show.
All right.
Start stretching my shoulders out then.
Yeah, you stay here and get ready, and George will come and get you when it's time to fight.
And I'm coming with you then.
Yeah, it's time to go.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so you follow me out. We'll go down the tunnel. You pause there. And I will go quiet the crowd, and then you come up and you do your announcements. You have thaumaturgy, right?
What's that?
The spell. You know, to speak loud.
Franklin, I don't know any spells except for two. And they hurt people.
Look in the dresser there, the makeup armoire thing.
Yeah, rummaging.
Yeah. There should be ring right there.
Okay, put this on.
Yeah, pop that bad boy on.
All right, got it.
Yeah, big ring, thaumaturgy.
Kind of a thumb ring.
Yeah.
Thaumaturgy, thumb.
Get perfect. It. You can hold on to that for all purposes you may need thaumaturgy for.
Thaumaturgy.
All right, that.
Oh, it's thaumaturgy. Let's go. The crowd's whipped up. They're in a fervor.
All right. Let's do it.
Not fever, fervor.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, just want to make sure. It's complicated sometimes.
A fervor.
Yeah.
Fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I'm following behind you.
And you start following Franklin down the hallway, and you see there's a lot of activity going on behind the scenes right now. You're in this pathway going, leading out. You can hear down the hallway that the crowd is really, they're really excited for this fight. And you see a lot of people, they're carrying different pieces of production equipment. They're carrying some food trays. They're doing all different kinds of stuff. But it's quite busy in this hallway. And you're garnering a lot of looks.
Because I look good.
There's a lot of people that are like, oh my, who's this guy? This is a very strange thing, and one of these helpers carrying says, wait, that's not. And he kind of passes on by. And then you hear that sentiment kind of start to follow you a little bit. Franklin, towards the end of the tunnel, says, hold on here. And while you're standing there, there are several people crowded around you, waiting, kind of like looking at you sideways, going, who is this guy? Lots of very awkward, uncomfortable looks, almost edging on accusatory. As Franklin walks out to the ring and starts to climb up in there, you start to get, hey, who are you, man?
I turn to them. And I give him a wink with my cat eye big hair.
Give me a performance check with advantage.
I learned it from watching
you. I learned it from you, Dad. 21.
And they seem to accept that wink as credentials enough for you to be you to be in here leading this these shenanigans that are about to take place. And you see from the ring, Franklin step back out and kind of wave you over. And you're on. The spotlight hits the end of the tunnel just to where you can step into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome tonight to an event that you've all been... What?
Are you going to cast Thaumaturgy?
What's he saying?
Who's that? Why is he so quiet?
Sorry, I take my ring and I just twist it twice to the right, like tightening it up.
There you go.
And I touch my throat, and then...
There you go, and boom, your voice rockets out of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting night here in the Ring of Trivialities and Champions. A ring that is so exciting for me to host, your guest host tonight. Reginald St. John, the one, the only. I've got a fever for the fervor... This out here tonight. So, without further ado, ladies and germs, orcs and half-orcs, every one of your dogs, cats, living together, madness, utter hysteria, I give to you the title fight between one, Fen Davenport, and of course, Solo, the Hillthorpe.
Give me a performance check. With advantage.
Okay, that one was good. Okay, not as good. Okay, so 22. That advantage is helping.
The crowd goes nuts. They are screaming. They're so excited for this fight. As
I'm
you
gonna, like,
solo,
stick my tongue out, and I'm gonna like fucking.
Are you doing all this from the entrance of the?
Oh, I'm gonna be slow walking up.
You're doing that.
Right, okay. I'm a man of the people. I'm like making sure those sorcerers with the light spell are staying on me.
Yep.
You know, I am glad handing. I am
beautiful.
Pinching some cheeks, right? Blowing kisses, winking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Oh,
and,
it's so nice to be
solo,
here.
Solo smash cut. You hear a knock on the door.
Who is it?
Solo, it's me, George.
George, have we met?
Nope.
Okay, hey, George.
I'm supposed to get you and take you to the...
I'll open up the door.
I'm supposed to take you to somewhere.
All right, you're supposed to take me somewhere.
I think it's a riding ring.
Riding ring.
Are you going riding?
No, I'm supposed to be... I think I'm supposed to be
Franklin...
punching... I'm supposed to be punching Fen Davenport.
Oh, the ring, the regular ring, non-riding.
Yes.
Let's go. And you follow him. And this time down the hallway, there's still quite a few people, but they seem to be crowded toward the entrance. They all want to, while they're working, get a glimpse of the show. And you are getting a lot of whispers as you're going by. They're excited to see you. They know you. They know what this fight's all about, and they're pretty excited. You get some high fives. There's a small child who like reaches out for a hug,
and I give him you know when you do that like high five, but then you hand hug him with a thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I give him a hand hug.
It's real cute. And he giggles and laughs and like hugs his mom's skirt real close, and he's really excited to see you. And you make your way down this hallway as everyone who's crowded along the sides of the entranceway seems to be following you out. This crowd is kind of ushering you down the hall. And as you make your way out, you see way across the ring. Actually, no, you don't. You're super short.
Yeah. Did I come out of the door yet?
You're standing there. There don't seem to be spotlights there yet. Okay. It doesn't appear to be your time. From across the ring, and where you are now standing, Merrick, you see...
Arms wide open.
You see the spotlights hit the opposite side of the ring, that entrance, and you see Fenn Davenport.
A gesture.
And he slowly walks into the ring. He's wearing red trunks, and that's it. He's got some real tight sandals on, but he's ready to fight. His abs are rippling.
Damn, hold on. This is going to be...
Ooh.
This is all no weapons.
Super ripply. Super ripply abs. He makes his way into the ring and begins to stretch a little bit, gestures to the crowd a few times, and then the spotlight hits your entrance. What do you want to do?
I want to take off my goblin vest.
Okay. Goblin vest pops off.
And I want to hold my goblin vest in my hand, and I'm going to step out, and I'm going to look to the nearest person. I'm going to wink at them and hand them my vest.
There's that little kid that you did the hand hug with.
Yeah.
Standing there with his mommy. And two people reach out and they try and snag it before he can get it.
Right as they're reaching out, with my other hand, I'm going to grab their wrist and then shove the vest all the way to the kid.
And he grabs it and cherishes it. He's so excited. And
I'm
going to
go,
around.
This one's for you, kid.
And he
look at
goes
that
up onto
just
his
a gesture
shoulder.
Of joy and generosity from Solo the Hillthorpe, doing a great job, a man of the people.
And the crowd, give me a perception check. Or no, not perception, performance check, please.
From me?
From Solo de Hillthorpe.
With advantage, right? Because I brought it up.
Well, like, we're gonna re-roll it.
Because it was a one.
Because it was
a one.
And you're a halfling.
And I'm a halfling.
It's the most broken.
That's thing. A nat 20! Wow. All right.
I want to hand touch people. You know, my hands, I want them to be graced with
people.
Both silence and Mr. Red.
If we're doing a crowd meter Solo versus Fenn Davenport, it is firmly on the side.
Of Solo
to hear Hillthorpe. And they are raucously applauding as you make your way into the ring.
And eye contact with Fenn the entire time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to kind of like stretch my shoulders while doing some shadow boxing.
And Fenn seems to be pretty relaxed about this. Being a rogue, you would expect him to be a little bit more nervous not having his weapons, but he seems very calm.
I'd like to do an insight check.
On what?
On Fenn?
On his calmness?
On his calmness. Like, if it's like an evil calmness, like he's got a plan, or if he's just confident in himself.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, nah, it's going to be a 9, so.
Yeah, it just looks super calm and mystical at this point, almost. It's like he has all the power. He's feeding off their energy and ready to fight. Announcer?
All right. Gentlemen, please step to the center of the ring. I expect a clean fight. I'd like to do an investigation check on both of you to make sure there's no cheating. Because as you know, Harold Hargraves, my good friend Harold, explicitly said no weapons, no cheating, a clean fight between two stellar halflings. So I'm going to roll that check now.
Go for it.
Investigation. I'm very good at that. It's a 25.
All right.
On Fenn Davenport.
As Fenn Davenport comes out, he kind of reaches out his arms to be inspected, and you give him the good old pat down. Obviously, he's got nothing on, so it's a very quick pat down, but you know that there's nothing there. He's got nothing up his proverbial sleeves.
Very well. I'm going to do a quick one here on this fascinating, fantastical specimen Solo. It's only a 14, but I know he's clean. Don't do drugs, kids. Otherwise, you get a little bit of a lisp. All right. You're going to come and you're going to touch gloves. And then you're going to step back to your rings. Your corners of the rings, of course. Of course. Why would I even make a mistake like that? And then we're going to, I believe, as they say, we're ready to rumble.
And as you guys walk back each towards your corner, roll initiative.
That's an 18.
28.
Jesus fucking damn.
Now, I'm in the initiative order too, right?
No, you're not, because you're not a combatant.
Am Should, I? Because
you're not.
I'm a cheater.
Well, if you want to be in the initiative order, you can insert yourself in. That's how we're going to play this. So if you want to go into this initiative order, you're essentially holding your turn until you can. So, like, it's like you're in stealth outside of the fight.
Moment. Right.
Right.
Right, not a problem. This is what I really sound like, viewers. Don't forget.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Merrick.
That's...
I'm not actually Reginald St. John.
All right. And up first is Fen Davenport.
You never allowed me to do a rippling ab check.
You didn't ask for a rippling ab check.
Took off his vest.
I took off my vest.
Did you ask for a rippling ab check?
I thought it was...
Did you say you flexed?
Yeah, my abs.
You did not say that.
Check Old it in tape post. Back.
I will check it in post.
It doesn't exist in post, but we'll see what happens.
Somebody edited it out. Big Brother. Wait,
it's
no. Anonymous.
It's a catastrophe. It's a goddamn conspiracy.
All right. First thing. Fen Davenport marches to the middle of the ring and stands there. Arms at his side, relaxed, waiting. Your turn.
Now can I do my rippling ab check?
Yes, you can do a rippling ab check. As you flex, that's your bonus action.
That's your bonus action.
Okay.
Jesus.
That
Didn't we decide it was strength or is it performance?
It's just strength. It's all strength.
Okay, so minus
It's not
one.
Athletic.
Got it. So that's a 10.
The 10. You get two and then a little pooch. Like, okay. They're there. They've been seen before, but they're not hanging out today.
All right. I'm gonna punch my fist into my palm,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to walk to the center of the ring.
Okay.
Where I'm like nose to nose almost.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand there and wait.
All right.
I'm not even going to take the dodge action.
Can I just do that?
It's a free action. I mean, like,
you're hold on, Merrick. I think if you're going to say that, you have to do that in character.
Yeah, that's
you know you're right. Let me just take the headphones off. I'm just here to watch. I'm just muting.
Wait, no, you can
aren't
do
you
this.
Gonna take the dodge action?
Oh no, toe to toe, nose to nose, maybe a dodge action. Who knows?
There we go.
And I think I'll take the dodge action.
Okay, so Fen winks at you and does a little like head fake into you. I need a Constitution. It's gonna be a Constitution saving throw
to not flinch.
Saving throw? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, look at him bow up.
That's a 14.
All right. You are not super intimidated. You kind of, you flex a little bit at it, but you do not back down at all. Mm-hmm, and then he's like, all right, let's do this. And just starts to wing off. Right fist coming in at your face with a 10.
Doesn't hit.
I'm sorry. A disadvantage.
Oh.
That's less.
Then doesn't hit less.
Yeah.
So the first
and he comes
one,
in,
like,
boom, swing right across, like it just right across your nose. You just duck your head back a little bit, and it whew, you feel the breeze that goes by, but no contact. Your turn.
He's not right. Swinging with his offhand.
No.
Oh, just one swing, one haymaker from Fen Davenport. Make sure you get the cameras lower, get lower, so it's not like a midget fight over here. Come on, get him down, get him down low. Jesus.
So with my right hand, I want to throw a punch, but I want to stop right before his nose.
Okay.
To psych him out.
Okay.
So he has to do like a Constitution.
You're doing your intimidation check.
Yeah, I'm doing an intimidation check on this.
All right, give him to me.
And that's a 16 plus 3. 19.
He flinches. He flinches
as soon
real
as he flinches,
hard.
I hit him with silence.
There you go. Give me a attack roll.
And that is a 17 plus...
That'll hit.
3, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. I'll blow a key point on my bonus action as well.
Oh, you're in flurry?
I'm going to do
flurry. Or
are
you going to stun?
Oh. Oh, let's do a stun.
All right. Give me that stun roll. Or I guess give me the damage first.
Yeah, I just have to use a key point after I hit him. Got it.
Yeah.
I'd like to posit that... No, I wouldn't be saying this in character. I'm just... Never mind, shut up. Cut it off.
All right.
He already flinched. He should have a disadvantage on his constitution.
That is 4 plus 3.
7 points of damage?
7 points of damage.
All right.
I use one key point, bringing me down to 4, to do a constitution saving throw stun.
That is on the lowest one, a 19.
Even with disadvantage, that's...
Yeah, he rolled high.
Yeah, then that's what happens.
All right, and this bam comes in, and he takes his hand, pulls a little blood off of his lip, flicks his finger.
Look at the chin on Fen Davenport. He takes it. He takes it good. What is he going to do now?
He squares up and then fakes a jab and then goes to sweep the leg, Johnny.
Oh, he's sweeping the leg?
Yeah.
Oh, so first, he's sweeping the leg!
How this works is he's going to make an attack roll. He has to hit, and then you have a dex save to stay on your feet.
Got it.
I can't believe it. I wouldn't have thought he'd use his legs.
It's a 25 to hit.
Yeah, no, it hits.
Yeah. All right. And now give me a dexterity saving throw.
Can he avoid sweeping the leg?
That is 14.
14. No problem. You are still up.
What a nimble leap by Solo to avoid being knocked prone.
But then, you take 9 points of damage as this vicious leg kick comes in and hits you right in the thigh. Bam! And you feel like, oh, it's a little dead leggy kind of. And he kind of smiles at you.
Yeah. With that, I'm going to unleash my full arsenal. I'm going to attack him twice and then bonus action, flurry of blows, so 4 punches in total.
Go get him. Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM here with your mid-episode update break thing. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving. We are celebrating here, and I hope you guys are celebrating there. I hope it's full of food and fun and mid-afternoon naps. I also wanted to let everybody know that we are taking part in the Movember fundraiser, and the Movember Foundation is actually an awesome, awesome charity. They do funding for testicular cancer research, prostate cancer research, mental health issues. Really awesome organization. And if you want to support us, head over to moteam.co/half-party. It's a great spot. You can donate to our team, and we end up giving 100% of that to the to the foundation, and yeah, it's a really great cause, and I hope that some of you guys can take a few minutes and donate. So thank you so much, and yeah, I think we'll keep this one short and sweet. Thank you to at RGB the band and at Madly My Own, and let's get back to it.
Gonna re-roll.
All right.
That's better. That's a 22.
Oh, the first one comes in.
And the second one is a 21.
A murder barrage of hits.
The third one, the dice fell on the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
That was a 20.
Oh, that's 3 for 3. He's coming in hot. A barrage of blows.
And the fourth one is a 14.
14 does not hit.
The last one doesn't hit.
He just was too tired from the first three.
I'm going to hit him twice, and then the third one he has to make. Let's do a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
No. Strength. Sorry. Okay. I'm pushing him into the ropes. So that first punch is going to be 6 points of damage. 4 points of damage.
6, 4.
And 7 points of damage.
6, 4, 7 is 17 total. All right. And he, bam, bam, bam. He seems like he's ready for your knockback. He chooses to fly back into his corner of the ring, but he misses the actual corner and hits the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a doozy. Knocked back.
And Fen reaches down outside of the ring.
Eldritch Blast.
You're going to Eldritch Blast him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, give me an attack roll.
Oh, that's good. It's a 17 plus 6. I won't have any of that.
That hits.
I won't have any of that. Any of those shenanigans, sir. This is a clean match. I choose not to hurt you with that. Try me again. I'll take you to task.
Are you not doing any damage?
No,
it's
damage.
A warning shot?
This is a warning. Fire across your bow, sir.
Okay.
I'll you tell that mean old ocean.
A 23? Yeah, I'll say you can do that. That's totally fine. A message
shot. I'll roll
shot.
Damage. I just don't. I want it to be a clean fight.
He's pulling up a ladder.
And he continues to pull up the ladder after.
Yeah, he's like, he's got it up there, and he's like pulling it up the side.
I'm going to step in. What are you doing? This is madness. Give me this ladder. I'm much taller than you. Look at these heels.
And as you do that, he reaches down, and you see a hand from underneath the arena reach out and tag in. Your turn, Solo, as you're mid-tag-in.
Mid-tag-in?
Yep. You've seen a hand.
I just, like, so, like, bullet time here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a hand reach up.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm very fast.
You are.
45 speed.
Yep.
Without anything else. That's just 45 speed.
That's just natural.
That's not that's step just, of the wind. That's just.
Nope. That's just natural.
That's natural
what you
talent,
were born
baby.
With.
That's natural talent.
I'm gonna run. And well, because he's got like two hands on the ladder or one?
One. He's reached up. He's pulled the ladder in, so it's leaning up on the ropes at this point. It's not in the ring.
So that someone can climb up the ladder and get in.
It's much longer than that. It's at a very long angle.
All right, and is the angle steep up in the air? Or is the angle...
Very, very far out. Very low slope.
Yeah, so I'm gonna sprint at him.
Okay.
And with that left hand, that silence... I'm gonna punch his face towards the ladder he's holding.
Okay.
To see if he slamming into the in the ladder might make it knock out.
Okay.
And then I'll throw in two more punches after that.
Okay. Roll damage. Or I guess attack roll. Sorry.
Yeah. Not damage yet.
Not damage yet.
It is a 25 though.
25 to hit.
Second one is a 16 to hit.
Hits.
And the third one is a 18 to hit.
Three for three.
First dice is 7 points of damage. The second one is 5 points of damage.
All right.
And that third one is 7 points of damage.
7, 5, 7 for 19 total.
19 total. And I'm hoping the momentum to move him towards his ladder to see if he can still hold on to that while it's...
Okay. He lets go of the ladder... but it's positioned on top of the ropes right now, so it's still sitting there. But he's no longer controlling it.
I think Reginald St. John would go over there, and I think he'd take that ladder and he'd take it away from him. The kids were toys.
Okay. So as you go for this ladder, are you running over there, or are you just kind of walking over there to clean it up?
It's one of those referee-like scurries a little bit, but I make it look good. And I'll roll to make it look good.
You want to give me a performance check
on that
scurry?
I'll give you a performance check.
The ref scurry?
Ref scurry is a 19 plus 3.
Ooh. Ooh, the hips are popping.
Oh, like, you can't touch it.
Work.
I don't know if you were listening. I just did over 1,000.
And you're feeling real good about it. As you get to this ladder and you reach for it, all of a sudden, it is jabbed right back at you. I need a dexterity saving throw.
That's not as good. 15.
15. That'll do it. You're able to dodge out as this ladder, like you're reaching out for it, and all of a sudden it moves directly at your face. It slides right over your head, and down below it you see Mike Tyson. And from under the ring, where the hand was reaching up, you see Francisco Lambert.
So there's now Finn Davenport in the ring.
Yep.
Mike Tyson was standing
outside the ring.
Outside the ring, but just shoved the ladder in my face.
Yep.
Reginald St. John's face.
Yes.
Doesn't know Mike Tyson at all, Iron Mike. And then, like, peekaboo from underneath is that sexy Spaniard.
Yep.
Fuck me.
Roll a perception check.
Francis. I don't even have to have a perception check for that. I know who's behind this. But my perception check doesn't tell me that. It's just a 12.
It's just a 12. And you're reeling from this attack. Shot back and just attack. Dodging it and pulling in that these guys are now here and ready to party. Francisco Lambert pulls out a mace. Expressly prohibited in this fight.
He pulls it out. Is he brandishing it at Reginald?
He's brandishing it.
Because he's underneath. He, like, picked out the ring. He's not fully out, and he's just got a mace sticking out with him now, too.
He stood up. His action. It's his turn now. He stands up and casts a little Healy spell on our friend. And by our friend, I mean Finn Davenport. Not your friend, my friend.
Got it. I thought I got the heal out of that.
Whoa, this is madness. This is ludicrous. Stop the fight. We're stopping the fight right now. Stop the fight. That fight is to your corners. Turn on the lights. Turn on all the lights, wizards.
You have no control. No one is responding to your voice. And
is this thing on?
Mike Tyson begins to run up this ladder as it's leaning super low. He gets on it, runs up the ladder.
I'm moving.
Don't worry. He gets about halfway up and then takes a weird step and it slides and the top of the ladder slips off the ring and he slams to the ground. His really cool entrance is ruined by a terrible roll. And he falls down and rolls to the edge of the mat and kind of is laying there catching his breath. As you spin around, kind of looking like, what the hell is going on? You see in the other corner where Solo originally was standing, Francisco leaning against the ropes.
God, he's so fast.
I'm not Francisco. I'm sorry.
Francis.
Francis.
Francis. Too many France.
There's a lot of Fs.
Yeah, Franklin's, Francisco's, Francis's. That was a DM mistake right there.
Well, as I feel like there's only one thing that needs to happen in a time like this.
Yeah.
Dapa, can you hear me?
So, right after you say, Dapa, can you hear me? Are you doing that with Thaumaturge or no?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I comedically, for the commercial break, I was just like, how them Duke boys gonna get out of this one? Dapa, can you hear me? But I'll thaumaturgy and be like, Dapa, can you hear me?
From the rafters, a rope drops down in the middle of the ring.
Too bad I'm terrible at athletic checks. It's very high and up, Dapa.
This figure, who you can safely assume is your Dapa, you see repelling down the rope.
Oh, he's coming down. He's coming to us.
He's coming to you. Also, as that happens, the spotlights, instead of focusing on the ring, a bunch of them pop back onto the entrances. And you see your foes from the first three fights.
Ladies and gentlemen, is this
a Royal Rumble?
Charging into the
Battle Royale, the SummerSlam event of the summer.
Yeah. And as
Thaumaturgy, I'm like, Tootsie, Franklin, it's go time.
As your father drops in the middle of the ring, he goes, boys, let's go.
Like to fight, right?
No.
No, you want to get out of here.
Less fight, more go.
Okay.
Did you get the chips?
Of course, I'm your son. I got the chips. And, like, I rip off the Farrah Fawcett wig and I strip off and it's like, it's been me, Merrick, the whole time.
I know.
No, I know. I was there. I was letting... Oh, let me turn this off.
The crowd's going nuts. In absolute disarray. Losing their collective mind as this
Dapa,
platform is being rushed.
Open a door to Harold's room. We gotta get Tootsie.
Too far.
No, it's 500 feet. Go. I know how
Come
far
here.
It is.
Let's go. And he opens a door in space and he's motioning.
I'm jumping in. Solo, let's go. I grab you.
Solo, what are you doing?
I
I'm punching Finn Davenport real quick.
Okay, give me an attack.
little punch and run.
I don't want an attack of opportunity. That's a 19.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Finn Davenport goes down.
That's 7 points of damage.
Make a constitution save. Stun him.
I'm going to use a key point to stun him.
Okay. Constitution saving throw. How does a 7 strike you?
Strikes me like he's stunned.
Super stunned. Bam!
Sweep the leg! We gotta go! The second attack, right. Sweep his leg, and then he's down. You won! Let's go!
So there's a door open?
Yeah, in the middle of the ring.
Alright. Right before I go, I'm now gonna lift up my red right hand, and I'm gonna punch him again.
Okay.
Because you have advantage, and then he automatically fails the save. The...
Yeah. That's a nat 20.
Bow, 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 bow.
That is a nat 20 with my red right hand.
Nice.
And that is max damage. That is,
so wait,
that's
that six
is
on
six
the dice?
Plus three. Yeah, so 12 15? Plus three. 15, 15 with one hit.
So that's 22 altogether?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
He literally went down, didn't he?
Finn Davenport goes down.
Yeah, so like,
and then he just
punch him, knocked him out. He hits the ground, and I want to like just bullet time slow mo look towards the center of the ring and just start running for that portal.
Boom! You dive through as
Lambe's
Merrick's
hammer
father's
comes in.
Holding in. There's a hammer that comes down. You see Mike Tyson land in the middle of the ring. You see
there's like lasers right shooting in.
There's
those fucking
yes. There's lasers that are starting to light up the
come
ring
on,
that are
come
following
on, come
you
on.
As you're running in. Ripping up parts of the mat right beneath your feet as they lift off for their next step, and you dive through the ring. You guys are all the way down the hall, the entrance hall that you came in. You're not all the way back in the room.
Right.
But you're in the entrance hall you came in. And he's like, this is as far as I can get us.
Good. I'm running for the... I'm like, I'm not even looking at him. I'm running to go get Tootsie.
All right. There's a crowd of people there that are all watching you guys fight. You got to dive...
Fine. Tell me what to roll. I'll do it.
I'm climbing up them and running on their shoulders.
Okay. I need a, let's call it a strength check from Merrick bowling through. Give me a strength check.
That's an acrobatic snake through the people move.
I think there was, I don't care was the word.
That's just a 12.
Okay, you get bogged down about halfway through. Solo, you're trying to climb on top of these people?
Yeah, I'm going to climb straight up somebody.
Okay, I need an acrobatics check. It's going to be real hard, though.
Yeah, it is, but that's a 17 plus 6.
Okay, I need a disadvantage because as you were climbing up, you saw this little boy that you gave your vest to heartbroken as he sees his hero.
Heartbroken that I just took
out?
That
he just won the fight?
As he sees his hero running from a fight.
Wow. How does this kid even see him?
He was sitting on his mom's shoulder.
That's 17.
That's 17?
A disadvantage, yeah.
Okay. You get about three quarters of the way through, and then you kind of drop into the crowd a little bit. And together, your father, right behind you both, is pushing through behind and scoops you guys up and helps you push through that last break in the crowd. The fighters in the ring are starting to make their way down the hallway.
They're
not stopping.
Fighting each other. They're coming straight for us.
They're all after you.
That's silly.
Yeah, this kid should see that. Yeah, obviously,
we're clearly outnumbered. So,
and after you guys make your way through the crowd, they begin to part and let these guys through. So you guys are sprinting down.
The crowd's helping them too.
Oh, they're moving out of the way, and you guys run down the hallway. You make your way into the room, and you see. Standing there,
Tootsie.
One Harold Hargraves.
Where's Tootsie? Where the fuck's Tootsie?
You don't see Tootsie.
Merrick, we need to go now.
He goes,
and I'm tugging on Merrick.
Great job, boys. That's a fantastic show. I mean, showmanship, A+. Great, great work. It's almost like I wrote the script myself.
I checked the pouches.
You checked the pouches?
Yeah, the three pouches I took from the safe. I've never checked it on air. I always assume.
Are you talking about the ring boxes?
I want to make sure. Yeah, I want to make sure that I have three chips.
You have three chips.
All right.
Is that all you want? All you guys want to do?
Can I see the championship belt in the room at least?
You guys pulled the chip out of the belt, I believe.
I think he just wants the
right,
belt.
but what about the belt?
The belt, yeah, it's belt hanging in his closet.
Yeah, I'm gonna point at Harold. really aggressively with my right hand, and I go, Harold?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of to draw his attention, and I'm going to slowly creep over. I'm going to grab that belt, and I'm going to run out of the room.
You have to go by him to get to that belt.
Yeah, and I want...
As
I want,
you do
I
that,
want, like,
I put a hand on your shoulder. I'm like, we need to go. And I'm like, Dapa, make these things work.
Roll perception check. As you hand the three chips, and your dad does begin to put the chips together.
Critical fail. All
right, you don't say anything.
Because you're enamored with your pop.
I love him.
He's so beautiful.
Solo, are you going for that belt?
I won that belt fair and square.
All right, give me a perception check.
That is a 16.
You grab the belt, and as you do, you turn around. You dodge out of the way of Harold. He's not a great fighter. Doesn't seem super agile. He's a little pudgy. What you do see is in the safe, the hand of a half-orc.
Just the hand?
Yep, sticking out with the door almost closed.
Slightly open.
Mm-hmm.
So Merrick doesn't know what's about to happen. I'm going to beat the shit out of Harold.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm gonna attack, and then keep
Are you
going to
shout
attack.
Anything about the hand?
No. You're just... All you see is just me fucking losing it.
Okay.
And my last... Actually, the... If I could hit him with the belt first and then punch him a bunch, that'd be great.
Okay, roll attack roll. This is the belt attack.
Yeah, the belt attack is an 18 plus 6.
Okay, that'll hit.
And then the three punches are... That's a 20. That's a 20,
that,
viewers.
That will hit.
A natural 20?
That's a natural 20.
Oh! Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Sorry, this is an aggressive natural.
Yeah, you're not happy
celebrating
right now.
This. We're not celebrating this 20. We're,
no,
that's the next one's a 14 plus 6, which is a mod 20.
There you go. That'll hit.
And the last one is a 17 plus 6.
All right, four for four.
Four for four.
As you go to strike with the belt, some of the studs on the belt rip into your right hand, and it's bleeding again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm using that. I'm going to use that to my advantage.
Yeah, D6 for the belt. It is all studded.
6 points of damage.
Okay.
That's a 6 on the dice. Plus 3?
Yeah, we'll do dex because it's your thing.
So that's 9 on the first hit.
Okay.
4 plus 3 is 7.
Okay.
Oh, God, I dropped that one.
Womp womp.
That's a 5 plus 3.
Okay.
That's 8 points. And that's a 6 plus 3. Another 9.
9, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
So you have done 33 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
To Harold, who is staggered by this intense blows.
I'd like to do a perception check again.
I'm not going to allow it.
I just saw my friend just unload on this guy.
What would Merrick do? Merrick just saw his best friend in the world go to town on this guy. What are you going to do? You've seen Solo go focus, laser focus. You've never seen him go blood rage angry.
I feel like there's a reason for that, and I'd like to do a perception check for it. That's
is
why
Merrick,
I asked.
My point is that it wouldn't make sense for Merrick to say, oh, I just saw my friend get super, super angry. Huh, I wonder what's going on, rather than join in.
I'd probably just fucking join in, because I don't like this fuck's face stick for the last four
Yeah, you
rounds.
Don't like him.
Yeah, so if... let's do it.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Go get him.
Sign me up, right?
So. What are we doing as you're stabbing him? Like,
are you wanting to stab him? What are you stabbing him for? That's going to be a 18.
And what are you attacking with?
My rapier.
Do you have your rapier?
Yeah.
Was it on your costume?
Then my hidden sword.
There you go. You can have a hidden sword.
17.
That'll hit.
Okay. That's sneak attack damage. I'm pissed.
But he doesn't know why.
I don't know why I'm pissed, but I'm fucking pissed.
You can hear also, while this is all going on, you wasted precious seconds, as now you can hear the very loud, pitter-patter is not the right word, thump-thump of angry feet.
Well, we're not wasted seconds because Dapa's on the ones and twos making the ritual go.
Currently summoning, yeah.
Right. That was 22 points of sneak attack with the first one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Harold goes down.
And then if he's down, I'm attacking him again.
Okay.
Lethal damage.
Go get him.
And I get advantage because he went down, right?
You got two. You got one more attack or two?
Oh, I just get the offhand.
Okay. Just roll to hit. And
yeah,
we'll
that
count
was
that.
Roll to hit was a
at advantage.
Was a 17 again.
Okay.
And that's just two fails, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Curb stomp, I believe, back. Is the phrase.
Yeah.
And I turned up, so I'm like, that felt really fucking good. Why did you decide to pop up on it? That was really smart.
No response. I hit him again for that third one.
We roll hear the roll. Crunch of advantage. His trachea collapsed.
You said with advantage?
Yeah.
That's good. The first one was a 5. Wasn't going to do much. But the second was a 17. Plus 3. So mod 20.
No, plus 6.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Plus 6, sorry.
And Harold is no more. You've obliterated his face into a fine paste.
I wanted to destroy something
beautiful. And I'm not going to respond to Merrick. I'm going to go over to the safe, and I'm going to pick up Tootsie's hand.
He's unconscious. You open the door, and you just see his limp body.
Tootsie!
Is there anything on him that I could, like, take off as a keepsake? Sort
I don't
of,
think
like,
he's dead. I don't think he's dead. He can't be dead. Tootsie's not dead.
He had very plain clothes, like a dirty linen blouse.
I'll rip off a little piece.
I'm
going to
perception.
Like,
you're
taking
time.
Wait, can I make a joke? I mean, I feel like the joke is you try and take a tooth, but you get a whole jaw. But no, he's not fucking dead. We're not even doing that.
You know how this can go wrong.
Is he really dead? No.
He's not dead.
I'm going to try and drag him over to DAPA. What are you doing taking a parachute like we're taking
currently,
him?
DAPA is currently, he's got the portal up. He's like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Right. We're bringing him. Let's go. It's not going to be good. They're going to think he murdered him. Come on, help me, Solo.
We drag him towards the portal.
Okay. And you guys hop into the portal.
Do you want a strength check?
I feel like we have to do it. Right?
Are we dual dragging him? If you fail this strength check,
I understand.
He will not make it.
I just feel like our viewers deserve.
So you're saying we either succeed or we have an opportunity to fail?
Yes.
Interesting.
Well,
I always like the opportunity to fail.
Yeah, I do too. I also like to live dangerously.
All right, give me a strength check. Straight up,
we're
nothing
dragging.
Special.
It's athletic. We're dragging.
It is a strength check straight up.
All right, so 18 minus 1.
17. All right.
15 minus 1, 14.
All right. For a combined total?
14 plus 17, 31.
31, with a DC of 30. You guys managed to drag Tootsie's very...
He's dense. He's very dense. We need to get him on a diet.
Yeah, he's a
big
guy.
Lad.
You drag him through this portal as your father follows you in, kind of ushering him in with the feet a little bit. And
yeah, thanks for the help, Dapa.
The portal begins to shrink, and just as these other combatants storm into the room, furious that their quarry is gone.
Bye, Francis!
Can we see their face as they see the smashed in
Harold Hardgrave's corpse?
Harold Hardgrave?
Not quite. But as the DM, I can tell you that they're horrified and mourning
no
the death.
No fucking gnomes are going to bring him back. You know what I'm saying?
As you guys tumble through the interplanar space.
As we're in the space, can I?
That you
I
know
I'm derailing
well.
You. I should have picked his pockets.
But it's this weird interdimensional voice. I should have picked his pockets. As you guys see the circle open up below you again, and you drop down into a large grassy field. As you're falling in, you see there's a nearby city. You all remember your last time of just thinking to stop, and you slow down.
Right.
And
put my hand
gently
up.
Descend. Yeah.
Put my fist up, slow it down.
Fists up.
And your father looks at you and says, whoa. Oh, boys, that was something else.
You're not kidding, Dapa, and you came back. He helped us. Well, Cecil, I told you he'd never leave us again.
Well, you had him, son. You had all three. And he's holding them just far enough apart.
Yeah, that's right. We got the three chips, Dapa.
And he looks at you and he says, I know I haven't been a good father.
No, but we got plenty of time.
But I hope this is a first step. And he hands them to you. He says, I can't come with you.
Oh, we were talking about this. We wanted to start our own chip hunting company. Possibly with, like, this big fella right here. And we could, you know what you're doing. We could leave the CHC. Is there any way I know you look like you want to go, and I'm sure you're busy.
Hold on. And he reaches out. He hands you the chips.
Right, I have the chips.
Just lets them drop into your hand. And he hands you a small card, about the size of a business card. He says, the next time you need me, burn this. And I'll know.
All right.
And he hands it to you.
Thanks.
He says, you need to get back to the CHC.
Okay.
And you need to learn what they're doing, why they're doing it.
What they're doing.
And what exactly is going on at the CHC.
Why they're doing it. All right, Dapa, we can do that.
All right. It seems like you boys also don't know this. He pulls out a small folded piece of paper. So I thought you might be useful.
Is this how to make the chips work?
Yes.
See, that fucking Eustace didn't even give us that. It's not in the transport or anything.